The morning of April 3rd, Van Loo climbed to the rooftop of her mansion and proudly hoisted the flag up the pole by her chimney, so that when Union soldiers entered through the eastern end of the city, they would see it fluttering as they marched up Main Street. Seeing the stars and stripes flying above Church Hill that morning, an angry crowd stormed Van Loo's front yard, vowing to burn down her home. Her eyes blazing, the spinster defiantly stood her ground. "Lower that flag or hurt one bit of this property," she screamed, pointing to several men she recognized in the crowd, "and I'll see that General Butler pays you back in kind, every one of you." The threat of Beast Butler raising their houses proved enough. The mob dispersed. Then, for one of her last war missions, Van Loo rushed to the deserted state capital and hunted among the ashes for Confederate documents that could be salvaged for the Union Army. Stanton wanted the rebel papers preserved so they could be used to prosecute Confederates for war crimes. 81 boxes weighing 10 tons were eventually salvaged. Among the documents Van Loo took away for safekeeping were John Brown's papers that Virginia authorities had seized. Godfrey Weitzel, a German-American major general, led the first contingent of Union soldiers, half of whom were black troops, into Richmond the morning of April 3rd. They began putting out fires, restoring order, and freeing federal inmates who remained in prisons. U.S. Army bands eventually struck up martial music, and blacks cheered their liberators while sullen and dirty-looking whites watched silently. Lincoln joined Grant on April 3rd to tour Petersburg with him. Grant then rode west with his army to chase Lee, while Lincoln, accompanied by about a dozen armed Marines that Porter provided, visited Richmond on the morning of April 4th. Mobs of jubilant black laborers surrounded him as he strolled down streets. Whites stayed in their homes with windows shuttered. Stanton and Seward were horrified that the president had exposed himself to the threat of assassination in a hostile city still filled with what they considered treacherous rebel supporters. But Lincoln shrugged off the danger. He wandered into the Confederate White House, which Weitzel had made his headquarters, sat in the chair behind Davis's desk, enjoyed a lunch, and received visitors in the mansion's Georgia room.